Lamentations chapter 2. How has Yahweh covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and thrown down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger? Yahweh has swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob, and is not pitied. He's thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Yehuda. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and the princes of it. He has cut off in his fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He's drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he's burned against Jacob like a flaming fire that devours round about. He has bent his bow like an enemy. He has stood with his right hand like an adversary, and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. Yahweh was like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He's destroyed his strongholds and has increased in the daughter of Yehuda mourning and lamentation. And he has violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were a garden. He has destroyed his places of the assembly. Yahweh has caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and has despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. Yahweh has thrown off his altar. He has hated his sanctuary. He has given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They've made a noise in the house of Yahweh like in the day of a solemn feast. Yahweh has purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out a line, and he has not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore he made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunken into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her kings and her princes are amongst the Gentiles. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from Yahweh. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silence. They have thrown dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloths. And the virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. My eyes do fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is corn and wine?" When they swooned like the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What thing will I take to witness for you? What thing will I liken to you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What will I equal you to you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your breach is great like the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you. They've not discovered your iniquity to turn away your captivity, but they have seen for you false burdens and causes of banishment. And all who pass by clap their hands at you, and they hiss and they wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, "Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth?" All your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash the teeth, and they say, "We've swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we've looked for, and we've found and we've seen it." Yahweh has done that which he had devised. He has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and is not pitied, and he has caused your enemy to rejoice over you, and he set up the horn of your adversaries. Their heart cried to Yahweh, "O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night, and give yourself no rest. Do not let the apple of your eye cease. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of Yahweh. Lift up your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint for hunger in the top of every street. Look, O Yahweh, and consider to whom you've done this. Will the women eat their fruit, children of a span long? Will the priest and the prophet be killed in the sanctuary of Yahweh? The old and the young lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. You have killed them in the day of your anger, and you have killed, and you have not pitied. You have called, like in a solemn day, my terrors round about, so that in the day of Yahweh's anger no one escaped nor remained. And those that I have swaddled and brought up has mine enemy consumed." End of chapter 2.